It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we're creating the focus and determination to live encouraged. Because encouragement creates a world of possibilities. I am Catherine Lang. I'm your Hope Smith, your Dream Igniter, and your Word Warrior. I believe in the power of words. I've watched words change lives. And I share hope with a dash of twisted encouragement because I believe that with just a little bit of hope, everything becomes possible. And twisted encouragement to me is snarky rainbows. And who doesn't need more snarky rainbows in their lives, right? So we are on this journey to live encouraged. And we began last week by talking about the fundamentals of courage, encouragement, and how encouragement is literally the infusion, putting into a heart and a mind the courage necessary to do what's next. And if you missed last week's episode, you can catch up over at growinghoperadio.com. Also, you can join us on Twitter every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Central, where we're continuing to talk about growing hope, growing courage. This, you know, right now we're focusing on encouragement because we always coordinate our Twitter chat with our podcast episode. So this week we are taking encouragement to the next level. And we are talking about the power of encouragement. Because encouragement is one of the most powerful forces you will ever encounter on earth. The power of encouragement changes the world. Sometimes it's in little bitty bits, and sometimes it's in monumental ways that is felt and reverberates around the world. It literally shifts the course of history. Teachers are great examples of the little bits of encouragement that feed the heart and the mind and the possibility living. World leaders that have a world stage, such as Winston Churchill, are some of those monumental shifts of encouragement that we can think about. But it's often those little bits of encouragement that actually make the way for those monumental moments. Now, the other day, I talked some about my broken moment and how I went through this broken moment. And what I mean by a broken moment is one of those, you've been run over by a truck, the truck has backed up back over you, the driver got out of the truck, stomped on you, got back in the truck and ran over you again kind of moments. It was very, very unpleasant. And several people reached out to me and they offered to let me talk about the broken situation. And for me, all that did was a great way someone said it is it was just scratching at the wound. It was scratching the scab off. And I needed to let that wound heal. So I needed little encouragement moments. I needed the jokes, the smiles, the random memes that were fed to me. That's what got me through it. And just before I went through that broken moment, I came across a letter that had been written to me, a note. It was really a note from junior high school. And in it, my friend had written, "Don't give up. You will make it. I will too." And I carried that note with me. And then later on, I shared it with my husband, and he suggested that I make a copy and I send it to my friend because she was going through her own broken moment. And I didn't have the words or the way to really heal that for her. But this little note that she sent me in junior high school helped me, and I was hoping it would help her. So I sent her a copy. And then she responded. And when she responded, it was almost like she had a sparkle to her again, a sparkle I hadn't seen in a while. And her sparkle shimmered my sparkle. So in offering her that little bit of encouragement, it encouraged me. Little by little, the encouragement moments began to gather and to build up. And sometimes it was from giving encouragement, and sometimes it was through getting encouragement. But before I knew it, I I had managed to put all my broken pieces back together. And I was plowing forward with gusto, because that's what encouragement does. That's the power of encouragement. Encouragement heals. Encouragement repairs. Encouragement strengthens. Encouragement expands. Encouragement ignites. Encouragement dares. There are five ways that encouragement will provide power for your journey and for the journey of the people around you. The power of encouragement is, first, it gives clear vision, and we need clear vision if we're going to step. Second, encouragement stirs strength. Third, encouragement motivates movement. Fourth, encouragement builds boldness. And finally, encouragement is 100% viral. We all need encouragement. We need encouragement to make it through the day. We need encouragement to make it through those broken moments. We need encouragement to move beyond survival to the point of thrive, because we are called to thrive. No matter how you woke up this morning, encouragement, a little bit of encouragement, is going to make a difference. So the first thing you have to think about is that encouragement is going to give clear vision. Encouragement helps you see beyond the clouds. Encouragement helps you see through the darkness. If you can't see your possibilities, it is almost impossible for you to move towards your possibilities. No matter how determined you are or how motivated you might be, if you lack a vision, then you lack, or more specifically, if you lack clear vision, then you're going to run into a brick wall or a closed door. And it's going to knock the wind out of you or knock you out. Now, out on the farm, we had zero light noise. And I mean, it was dark. When it was dark, it was dark. We intentionally did not put up any street lights or anything else that was going to hinder the wonders of the night sky. I wanted to be able to see all the stars. Once the lights were turned off in the house, it was dark. Now, on a clear night, it felt like you could see forever. And it was amazing how many stars or how many constellations you could see. And we spent many hours laying out on the deck watching the stars, watching the meteor showers, watching lunar eclipses. But on a cloudy or stormy night, you could barely see your hand in front of your face. Now, I woke up on one of those cloudy type of nights. It was really dark. It was before dawn. It was way before dawn. So it was really, really dark. And it was darker inside than it was outside, because the stars and the moon really couldn't get into the room where I had to go through. But I was determined. This was going to be my morning. I woke up with boldness and purpose, and I was going. And I jumped up out of bed and I stormed into the hallway and I was declaring to myself, kind of softly, I will not go softly into that dark night. I don't know where that came from, but that's what was going through my head. And I boldly stepped out into the hall, or I should have stepped out into the hall. See, someone had closed the door that led to the hall. So instead of walking out into the hall, I slammed face first into a closed door. That particular door never got closed, ever. And on this cloudy night, when there was no light for me to have the vision to see, someone had closed the door. Most likely me, but that's not the point. The point is, I couldn't see. My vision was darkened. And because I couldn't see, I ran into a closed door. Encouragement is that little bit of light that we need so that we can see clearly, or at least so that we can see enough that we don't go raging right into a closed door. Encouragement helps us to see beyond the broken moments. It allows us to see past the darkness. Encouragement gives us the clarity we need to take one step, the one step in front of us. And one step is all we need to keep going, or just to get going. One step will literally allow you to climb a mountain. One step will win your race. Encouragement is there, the encouragement we need to take that step. It's all around us. But we don't always have the willingness to find it. The heavier the storm is, the heavier the attack is, the worse the storm blows, the stronger the wind, the more challenging it becomes for us to seek out those encouragement moments. And those are the very times we need them the most. That's what we need so that we have the strength to stand through those challenges. So the second power of encouragement is that it provides the strength to stand. Encouragement stirs the strength for standing up to the battering storms. The broken moment I mentioned earlier, it decided it was going to make a repeat performance. It was going to return, a return performance. And it was determined to wreck my calm and started rocking the boat. Now, if you've ever tried to stand on a rocking boat when it's bombarded with waves, it's not easy to do. It's especially not easy to do if you don't have your sea legs. If you've never tried to stand on a rocking boat, maybe you've tried to walk across a trampoline when everybody else is still jumping, and they're doing their best to knock you down, and your ground is wobbling, and it's really tough to stand still, much less, and stand up, much less to make any progress. That's where I found myself. I was on a wobbling foundation, and I was grasping for something, anything to help me stand and help me gain my balance so that I could keep going. I grasped for encouragement that was going to allow me to keep myself together after I put myself together, even though I was facing that broken moment again. I found those little bits. I found those little bits of encouragement, that note from my friend, her reaction to the note, you know, things like that. I started gathering them together because little bits have a lot of benefits, not just for the positive, they can for the negative too. Just look at a drop of water as erosion and see what it does. So little bits are very powerful. And with these little bits of encouragement, I began to have what I needed to get beyond this broken moment. We are all uniquely designed on purpose and for a purpose. And these broken moments are determined to keep us away from it. And if I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times. You have a unique design. You have a purpose. You have a heart seed. But despite that, having said it so many times that my kids default to that saying, I still forget. And I forgot. Even before this broken moment, I forgot. So when circumstances come crashing in and we need those answers right now, when you're stuck on the trampoline with everyone else trying to bounce you off, you have a tendency to forget that you're uniquely designed. Now, my year of intention, you know, I made this year my year of being intentional with all of my choices, with all that I was doing. And it's helped me. It's helped me tremendously to re-embrace my unique design. My focus folder, that has given me a way to harness my time, harness my energy, harness my resources so that I am unlocking my heart seed and I'm giving my heart seed what it needs to flourish. And the more I feed my heart seed, the stronger I am for standing, even on those trampoline kind of moments, even when the boat's rocking. But the other day, you know, those waves came crashing in. That broken moment was threatening. I needed so much to hold on. I was in that I need an answer right now kind of predicaments. And it just so happens that right in that moment, I came across someone that was online selling magic beans. And not just any magic beans, it was the very magic beans that I needed in order to make my dreams come true. Now, the seller offered no guarantees. The seller did promise that he would keep providing me the magic beans until I made them grow. But what did I need to make this endless supply of magic beans grow? Well, It turns out that all I had to do was simply change my focus from my unique design and my heart seed and follow his pipe music. And I almost did. Were it not for the people around me, the people that I had gathered, my encouragement reservoir, had I not had those people around me reminding me of my uniqueness and feeding my heart seed, I probably would have fallen in line once again. And following the magic bean pipe musician is part of the reason that I haven't fully given flight to my dreams today. I have to stay focused on my unique design. You have to stay focused on your unique design. And it's the encouragement that we surround ourselves with that give us the strength to stand. The words of others become your lifeline in those right now moments and allow you to stand in the storms. Now, there have been plenty of times when encouragement has gotten me through the big storms and through those little storms. Encouragement has provided the lifeline I needed to drag myself out of those possible pitfalls and sometimes out of the pitfalls. Encouragement has fueled my need to be an encouragement. And always, always encouragement is that extra I've needed and at the very moment that I needed it and given me the strength to stand. It's not easy to keep your head when you're in the middle of the storm. It's dark, it's loud, it's flashing bits of danger all around you, but encouragement makes it a little easier to maintain the necessary calm so that you can keep going. So the third thing to think about is that encouragement motivates the movement to keep going. Encouragement gives you the ability to move by feeding the heart the courage it needs to take action and to stay flexible. My dad was telling a story the other day from when I was little, and he had asked me how my day went at school, and I responded with, "I sort of got into trouble." And of course, he had to know how anyone manages to sort of get into trouble. So I explained to him that they had had a fire drill at school, and of course, we were told to line up in order next to the wall to go out, and instead of lining up in order, apparently I dove over the table and bounded out the door. But how often do we do that? In a crisis moment or in a chaos moment, instead of lining up orderly and following the plan, we dive over the table and head for the door. We're leaping and we're pushing and we're running frantically around. And even though it seems necessary in the moment, the truth is that the calmer mind would tell us that if we walk the walk that we've designed, we'll get to where we need to be. And the chaos mind just keeps us spinning. Encouragement provides the extra boost of calm that we need to stay in line or at least to stay on the path that we've planned, right? It gives us the flexibility that we need to go with the flow, to still stay focused on our big dreams, but to be flexible in the way that we get there. If we're out driving around and we come to a detour in the road, we don't stop the car and go home. We follow the detour to get to where we want to be. And that's what focused flexibility does. The encouragement allows us to practice the focus flexibility with calm resolve. In 2020, I had a plan. It was a good plan. It took all of my quiet time and utilized it for my podcast and for writing, but the world did not cooperate with my plan. Pretty soon, I had my husband and son home for the quarantine, which meant all of my quiet time was now invaded. But they were really good about encouraging me to keep doing what I needed to do. And so I had to find ways to shift my plan, to be flexible in my plan, to keep moving forward. And then we got hit by a tornado, followed by living in a hotel, followed by several rentals, followed by more excuses than you can shake a stick at. I had 2 years worth of storms to keep me off balance, but encouragement helped me find a way to be flexible in the middle of all the unsettledness. I found ways to continue moving forward towards my big dream goals, even though sometimes it was teeny tiny little bits. It was still progress. Encouragement has the power to boost the heart in the uncertain moments, so you can be flexible enough to continue moving even in the storm. Encouragement has the power to restore the calm by fueling the heart with courage. The power of encouragement takes your journey to the next level. It elevates you to new possibilities. It dares the dreamer to dream even more. In short, encouragement gives you the imagination to step beyond where you are right now and launch into your possibility living. It allows you to thrive. So the fourth thing is that encouragement builds boldness. Encouragement fills the heart with the willingness and the courage to clear out of the comfort zone. It helps you move, even just a little bit, from where you are towards where you want to be. You cannot stay where you are right now and get to where you want to go. It is not possible. You have to take a step outside of your comfort zone. And here's the thing. The comfort zone is not a place of necessary comfort. You can be uncomfortable in your comfort zone, but you're comfortable in your uncomfortableness because you know it. And it is easier to stay here even though you're uncomfortable than to step out into your possibilities. But encouragement dares you to step out. It gives you the boldness to step out. I can count on my hand a few times in my life that I have felt truly confident in my appearance. My focus has always been on what is wrong with me. And I rarely have had the ability to embrace the right. Comparison syndrome has plagued me. Always. I can't remember a time it hasn't. After three kids, the condition only grew to the point that it encompassed me in a cocoon of avoidance. I didn't go out and do things because I didn't want to be seen. It's easy to hide when you live in the woods, but in 2020, that changed for me. In 2020, I was forced out into encounters. We were in new locations, and there were people everywhere. People within spitting distance where I could not see people before. I couldn't even walk the dog without having to have a conversation with other people. But I still tried to continue and find ways to hide. I wasn't where I needed to be. At least I wasn't where I felt I needed to be. I wasn't where I believed I needed to be. And so I didn't want to be seen. But I was seen. I couldn't avoid it. And people would compliment me on my consistency of actions. And then people started reaching out to do things. And I started to be more open to engagement from that encouragement, those little acts of encouragement. When I determined at the beginning of the year to be intentional, one of the things that I decided to do was spend more time with my husband. And my husband and I loved dancing back before kids. And so I determined we were going to start dancing again. And I found a West Coast swing group in Huntsville that met every Monday. They would have a beginner class and then they would have a social dance. The first several weeks were painful. It was very easy for me to talk myself out of going because I still didn't want to be seen. I didn't want to be seen. I wanted to be smaller. I wanted to be better. I wanted to be not me in that moment. But my intentional declaration from before, it pushed me to keep going, to keep going to the dances. I began to focus not on what I can't, I won't, I'm not. I began to focus on my husband's smile. And as I focused on my husband's smile as we danced, it encouraged me in my dancing. And then I began to engage with others that were there learning. I was intentional in taking time to engage with them. And their joy-filled laughter and their fun encouraged me even more. Because that's how encouragement works. As we feed encouragement and we engage in encouragement, we are more encouragement. So I began gathering these encouragement moments like a bouquet of flowers. each one adding to the boldness that I had to do more and to be more and to try more. And the boldness that I gained from those little moments of encouragement began to pour over throughout the rest of the day and then throughout the rest of the week. It dared me to look at what I could do instead of staying locked up in the regrets of what I believed I couldn't do. Encouragement doesn't have to be big to be powerful. The little bits, those little teeny bits of encouragement, they gather up like a bouquet. They give you the boldness to step out of the comfort zone so that you're positioned to begin building something amazing for your life and amazing for the people around you. Because the more I enjoy dancing, the more my husband enjoyed dancing. And the more my husband enjoyed dancing, the more I enjoyed dancing. We laughed, we talked, we engaged with others, we built more moments of joy. The encouragement and the joy spread out from our dance night into the next day. And then I found that it started building up the day before we went dancing. The encouragement began to spread out like waves on a pond, not only to our other days, but to the people we encountered. So the final thing about the power of encouragement is that encouragement is 100% viral. Encouragement is catching, and it's going to spread faster than you can realize you even had encouragement to share. And before you know it, that encouragement that you didn't even know you had that you shared has now come back to you as more encouragement. That is how catching and viral encouragement is. On my list of favorite pastimes, you will not find anywhere fishing. It is not on my list. It's not on my list of things I could enjoy doing. Okay, it almost makes a showing, but only because I can remember a time when we were younger and we would go out to our boathouse, and on those rainy days when we were stuck at the boathouse because our boathouse was a long way from the house and our parents weren't going home just because it was raining, we would go, we'd get our cane poles and we'd go brim fishing. So that's the only reason that fishing makes my list of things I might possibly do. I mean, I can fish. I know enough of the fundamentals that if it came down to starving or fishing, I could go fishing. But I'm not volunteering for the activity short of that catastrophic event. Now, a few months back, I had the opportunity to work with the Major League Fishing Anglers Association. And to say these folks were passionate about fishing would be the understatement of the century. They enthusiastically talk about tackle and boats and equipment and techniques. And not only do they enthusiastically talk about it, but they talk about it all the time. On more than one occasion, I came out of one of these enthusiastic conversations with the encouragement to tackle our fishing equipment. I was going to go fishing. Now, fortunately, the encouragement wore off before I got down the steps to the room where we kept the fishing equipment. The encouragement almost pushed me to go fishing, which proves two things about encouragement. One, encouragement is extremely catching. When you're around it, you will get infected, whether you want to or not. The second thing is that encouragement outside of our true desires and our true passions and our true heart seed, it's going to fade quickly. The encouragement from our dancing had the residual effects that poured into days around it. And that same encouragement infected others when we talked about dancing or when we encountered them at dancing. The joy and passion were there to keep the encouragement growing and going. The encouragement from the anglers, although it was just as powerful, just as amazing when I was there, that encouragement faded. Because I just didn't have the passion to back it up. I had no desire to go fishing. Did I mention that I'm not much into fishing? Still, encouragement is powerful. It's powerful enough that it can drive a person not very fond of fishing to want to go fishing. Imagine what will happen when you take that power of encouragement and use it to feed your heart seed. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. Now be sure to stop in over at Twitter tomorrow. That's Wednesday, 12 p.m. Central for the Growing Hope Twitter chat. You can join the chat simply by following the hashtag Growing Hope. We'll be chatting. We always chat about whatever the episode, that week's episode is. So this week we'll be talking about the power of encouragement. And with each question that we answer, we also have a challenge to implement that activity. Now, if you want to learn more about the focus folder system that I mentioned that's keeping me moving forward intentionally, you can connect over at Focus Folder System. That's focusfoldersystem.com. I have the focus folder for sale, or if you're interested, I do have several slots open for focus coaching. Just connect with me. You can always connect with me over at snarkyrainbows.com or katherinelang.com. And please feel free to connect with me on all the social medias. I'm Katherine C. Lang or the Katherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.